You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam,
Nisiaya, Anthasiaklia, Talitin, Homasquemasteo. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. I'm your host, Jeff, and let's get started. I guess the first thing that I want to point out is that today's weather is not the best, and I know I am pointing out the obvious, but it is what it is. It seems like it's raining a bit, and it seems like it is not going to stop. And, you know, that's what Vancouver weather is like. A lot of rain, a lot of moist. And right now is the season where there is going to be a lot of rain for quite a bit. But the good news is, like yesterday, we do get cases where the sun comes out and we get a little bit of heat. And we get to appreciate that good weather is actually amazing and it lifts up your mood. And there's nothing better than a little bit of sunshine in a gloomy day. Although it's sunny, I hope that everyone is doing well. I hope everyone has prepared an umbrella and is staying away from all the wetness of the rain, unless you enjoy getting hit with a lot of water and getting wet, and your socks getting wet, and going into class all soggy. Unless you like that, you know, I hope everyone's getting having a good time, being dry, and enjoying your classes and work. The things that I want to point out today are going to be related to the upcoming events at CITR. Halloween is coming up. That means we are hosting a lot of events this season. And Christmas is not too long away. We're about 2 or so months, maybe a little bit more than 2 months away from Christmas as well. And I can't believe that we are almost finished with 2023. It is absolutely absurd that this year has gone by so fast, especially compared to the recent years. You know, during COVID, time didn't go fast at all. It was like we were living in an era where the concept of time has significantly slowed down. But once everything went back into person, and I feel like right now, it's safe to say that we are back to normal. No more masks, although having masks would be beneficial in terms of spreading illnesses, colds, which is going around quite often right now, which is another thing I want to mention. Please be safe. If you are sick, if you're coughing, if you're not feeling very well, please stay at home, try to get the rest that you deserve, and hopefully you can come back to your workplace or school and thrive, just like you should. And I think people are getting shots now, whether it's flu shots or I think the COVID vaccinations are coming up. People are getting some notifications on that. If you feel comfortable with taking those shots, please do so. You know, there's nothing worse than getting a sickness or an illness and just, you know, you're feeling not good at all and you have to go through a bunch of tasks. It's really hard and difficult to do that with not a very good condition. So please be well. Please take care of yourself. Eat all the meals that you need to eat. Be healthy with your choices. Although you can treat yourself with delicious pastries like I do. But, you know, try to keep that balance, like I always say. Okay, so the first event that I want to mention is the event that is going on today. And today we are having a very special event here at CITR. I think it's called Come Decorate CITR. So it's on Tuesday, October 24th, today at 6 p.m. It's basically where we invite all of you guys, whether it's CITR executives or members or anyone else, to come to the station and help us decorate the station. Our lovely execs this year took the time to go out and shop for some new furniture for the station. And I can confidently say that our station has never looked better. We got a new sofa. There's going to be some Halloween decorations going up on the ceiling. It's really, really amazing how much the executives are doing for the station. And I really want to say that I want to give a big round of applause to everyone that has contributed to decorating the station and being involved with CITR, because everyone has a very busy schedule, and to divide that schedule and devote a certain amount of time at CITR, it's really, really amazing, and I'm truly thankful for everyone that was able to do that. So come decorate CITR today at 6 p.m. If you come down to the station, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of furniture or different things that you can help decorate the station. If you have any good opinions or just a creative mind, I'm sure you can do something to make CITR more dazzling than it already is. So come on down, decorate CITR. You can design the station however you'd like. Come print and draw. There's a lot of options that you can choose from and contribute to making CITR beautiful. In our last executive meeting that I am part of, we also discussed another Halloween event that is coming up next week on Halloween Day. There's nothing more exciting than celebrating something that is on that specific day. Unless it's like Christmas, where you would celebrate on Christmas Eve and, you know, the next day you do your thing with your family. But, you know, celebrating Halloween on Halloween Day with different events, you know, candy and all that, hanging out with friends, meeting new people, nothing better than that. So I believe it's called Scaryoki, and Dongwoo Kim, who is an executive, I believe he's an events exec at CITR, was able to come up with that name. He came up with some other absolutely creative and outstanding names that I was really shocked that someone could come up with this really cool name for a party. But congrats, or I want to give credit to Dongwoo Kim, who was responsible for coming up with this cool Halloween theme name. So it's at the station. More details are going to come out. So please stay in contact with your Discorder, with your Instagram account. If you're coming to the station, you can always ask the people here. We can give you the details on the events that are going to happen next week. Another event that is going to happen pretty soon is Shindig Battle of Bands. Now, Shindig is one of the most biggest events that CITR holds every year, with Victory Square Block Party, which has just ended, and Fun Drive, which will happen right after Shindig. Shindig is going to go on for weeks. I believe it starts in the end of November. Please keep an eye out on when the dates are, when the shows are starting, where the venue is, and come on and enjoy the great music that the amazing bands have to offer. And it is a Battle of Bands event, which means there's going to be a winner. So that's going to be exciting. You know, we get to vote. Well, the judges get to vote who the winner is, but we all get to participate in listening to the music and possibly giving insight on which ones we love the most. So if you like listening to live music, hanging out with people, maybe getting a couple drinks, look into Shindig. I'm sure the notification is going to come out soon, and the details of this event as well. So if you're interested in it, please keep in contact and we will let you know. Those are most of the core events that are going to happen soon in the probably a month or two time frame. And I hope that everyone gets a chance to come to at least some of our events, you know, blow off some steam from all the academic or work that you have been working on. Everyone needs a break, and I feel like CITR holds really great events that helps you forget about all the problems that you have, all the worries that you have, and just truly enjoy the music and all the games that we prepare for everyone just to have fun, you know, meet new people and just relax. I think today we are going to, we're not going to do too many events. It's mostly just dedicated just for decorating the station. But for the Halloween event, we will be, I think, watching a movie. There's going to be a costume contest, I believe, where we get to choose who wore the best costumes. And it's going to be great. Okay, so for today's episode, I was going to shout out all the events that are probably going to be happening, at least the recent events that are going to be happening soon at CITR, and mentioning what they're going to be. Today there's going to be an event, so the location of it, which is here at the station. And I'm also going to be sharing two songs, one related to Halloween and one related to something that I have been listening to lately. And I will be sharing a short story that I wrote this semester for my class, and I will be reading that to you guys because I think it's always interesting to have people read or listen to one of my stories. And always, if anyone wants to contribute to my show or wants to go on air, whether it's on call or in person, you can contact me. I think my email is on the CITR website, or most of the time I will be present at the station. So when you just come to the station, I might as well probably be here. If not, during my show, you can call the number 604-822-2487, and you will be welcomed here and on air with me, discussing whatever it is the concept of the show is that day. All right, before we get into the meaty portion of the show, let's get through some ads and PSAs, and I will come right back to you. Here we go.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. ssn@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
Do you want to change the state of the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder, because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
All right, I'm gonna do it raw. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
Nobody cares. All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Is your mom obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So is Alice.
Are you too obsessed with Vicks Vapor Rub?
So are we.
Tune in to Viva Poru, el ungüento para el alma, every other Thursday at 4 p.m. here at CITR 101.9 FM.
A radio show dedicated to Latin awesomeness and culture. Hosted by yours truly, the one and only...
DJ Bruja. And the other one and only...
DJ D-Rod.
Featuring music genres like...
Salsa, sabrosura vintage, bolero, bossa, Latin indie, plus so much more.
Disclaimer, Viva Peru, el invento para el alma, contains a high amount of llama content. DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja are not responsible for a newly found llama obsession.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. For those of you who have just joined in, the first round, a third to a half of my show, I just discussed what events are going to come up very, very soon. Today, we actually have an event. We are doing an event where everyone is invited to design CITR, the station of CITR, and make it more dazzling than it is. Our lovely execs had the time to buy certain furnitures to add to the station, and so our station already looks better than it is, and I hope that everyone has a chance to make some time and contribute to this amazing opportunity to burst out your creativity and design the station however you'd like. That is the main event that's going to be coming up, which is today. And today I will also be sharing my short story that I wrote for one of my classes. It's a romance genre story, but it also deals with mundane aspects in our life, which was a new thing when I'm writing stories, is because I usually write a lot of stories that are related to like fantasy kind of things that are probably not realistic. But this story in particular, we had to focus on the mundane aspects in life. The concept of mundanity, something that we are all very used to. Nothing cliche, nothing fantasy-like, but just something that we all kind of experience in our everyday lives. And I try to turn that concept into, well, merge that into a romance genre. I tried my best. I feel like if I had a lot more words, I would have expanded more on the details of the story. But, you know, word count is very important. And so I just put in as much as I could. And I will share it to you guys and see how it will sound. Okay, I will share this story and then I will move on to the songs that I've chosen for today and possibly just wrap up the show there. All right, here we go. So this story I wrote for my creative writing fiction class 309. For anyone who loves to write, who loves to be creative with their thoughts, who just enjoys creating a story, characters, and, you know, getting into that world where you can just do whatever you want, I really would recommend any creative writing course. There's a lot that UBC offers, which is very, very great. I know a lot of institutions where they don't offer any creative writing courses. At UBC, we do, which is a huge, huge plus for anyone who likes to write creatively in a way that they want to, in a genre that they choose to. And so a lot of creative writing courses we offer at UBC, screenwriting, fiction, poetry, nonfiction, video game writing. I think that's one of the things that you could choose from, podcast, television, you name it. We have it all. So anyone who is interested in that, please go ahead and look into, you know, what courses we have to offer. And so I love writing. I love to be creative with my thoughts. So I chose to take creative writing again this year. So as I mentioned, this story is a romance genre revolving story. It's called Just Once, that I wrote about a character named Bennett LaChance. All right, here we go. It's 7 a.m. on a sunny morning in New York City. A 26-year-old editor named Bennett LaChance is interrupted by her alarm. Beep, beep, beep. Bennett slams her hand on the alarm clock, takes a deep breath, and rises from her bed. She gently rubs the crust out of her eyes as she walks towards the curtain. Blinded by the sun coming through the window, she peels one eye and finds her way to the washroom. Bennett gets her phone and turns on a song from her Taylor Swift playlist. As Shake It Off by Taylor Swift is playing in the background, she grabs her toothbrush and jumps in the shower. As her mouth is filling with foam, she mumbles the song's lyrics. Player's gonna play, cough, cough, play, play, play. By simultaneously brushing her teeth, shampooing her hair, and scrubbing her whole body with her pink loofah, she finishes up in 12 minutes, like she always does. Bennett comes out of the washroom with her hair fluffed up like a cloud and begins to dress up for work. She puts on a gray dress shirt, burgundy ponte pants, and a sapphire necklace she was gifted by her boss for being editor of the year. Bennett works at a company called Sumatran Orangutan, where she edits articles regarding endangered monkey species. To begin another day participating in learning about monkeys, she has one more task to complete for her daily morning routine. She must seize a venti one-shot Americano coffee at a cafe right beside her workplace, which is a 24-minute bus ride from her house. Although this may seem like a simple task, the countless amount of human interactions Bennett must face is a challenge. Bennett was born and raised in New York, which means everyone knows everyone. And for Bennett, that's no good. Bennett steps out of her home and quickly puts on her sunglasses. As she equips her dark-tinted sunglasses, she is guarded against the stairs. As Bennett awaits for her bus, she already hears a greeting coming from afar. "Bennett? Honey, how have you been?" Bennett glances through her sunglasses and identifies it's her mother's longtime friend, Alyssa. As Alyssa walks closer to her, Bennett's heart pounds faster. The bus covers Alyssa's tracks as she is crossing the road, and Bennett quickly hops on. Bennett lays out a sigh of relief, and she takes a seat. Phew! Dodge that bullet. Good morning, Bennett. Bennett turns her head and sees her kindergarten teacher, Miss Summerfling, sitting behind her. Her heart sinks but begins to form a faint smile on her lips. Hi, Miss Summerfling. How have you been? I heard you're an editor now. Yes, I am. That's great. So your mom's doing well? Yes. The tension between Miss Summerfling and Bennett rises as the silence prolongs. Bennett's head is filled with responses and comments about Miss Summerfling, but struggles to pull it out. Bennett experiences the longest 24-minute bus ride and finally gets off at her destination. Bennett walks towards the cafe with her palms as sweaty as a marathon runner's forehead who just finished his race. As she goes up to the counter to order her drink, she realizes that her usual barista is not there. Instead, a young man, possibly around Bennett's age, is working. Good morning. Venti Americano one shot, right? Bennett froze as she blatantly looked at the barista. Yes. I used to study here every day, and I saw you frequently ordering the same drink, in case you wanted to know how I knew your drink. Bennett's jaw slightly opened as she was mesmerized by the thought of someone remembering her drink. Your name? Bennett. That's a beautiful name, Bennett. Bennett let out a warm smile as she failed to make eye contact. She went to the pickup zone to wait for her name to be called. For Bennett, I gave you two straws in case the other ones get soggy. Have a nice day. Bennett let out another smile and could feel her cheek get warm. She turned around without saying a word and got to work. She came home that day with a new thought occupying her brain, the barista. Experiencing the desire to know his identity was a new sensation for Bennett. Bennett finished up her 12-minute bedtime routine and laid on her bed. As she closed her eyes, all she could see was his hazel, curly hair, his blush pink lips, his clear-coated fingernails, the mole on the left side of his neck, and heard his soft, mellow voice saying, "Have a nice day." Bennett couldn't believe herself. She never experienced any curiousness towards anyone before, and it was making her confused. The next morning came along, and Bennett didn't get a minute's sleep. She devoted the entire night to jotting down on a piece of paper the reasons behind her emotions, but couldn't come up with a satisfying answer. Which meant she only had one thing to do. Don't worry, Bennett. Just say hi to him today and maybe ask about his day is going. No, that's stupid. It's the morning. How would he know how his day is going? It just started. Oh my God, I'm in deep trouble. After contemplating 37 different ways to begin a conversation with the barista, she finally left home. As she was waiting for the bus, she saw Alyssa coming from across the street. Bennett's heart began to race once again as she quickly tried to pull out her sunglasses from her backpack. Right as she got her sunglasses on her face, she felt a hand placed on her back. Bennett, dear, how have you been? Bennett's face turns red as a tomato. Good. Honey, why do you have sunglasses on? It's sprinkling outside. Bennett panicked as she couldn't come up with an excuse. I like my sunglasses. Before Alyssa could reply, the bus came and Bennett bolted inside the bus and ran straight to the back seat. Alyssa squinted her eye as she walked away. Bennett, in her mind, dodging another bullet, again sank into the spiral of how to begin her conversation. As she got off her bus, she anticipated there would be a line in the cafe, possibly giving her the extra minutes to think, but there wasn't. Hey, Bennett, how are you? Bennett gulped and licked her chapped lips. She opened her mouth to say anything but good. I'm good. Bennett let out a sigh as she made her order and went to pick it up. Bennett got her drink and strolled over to work. As weeks went by, Bennett continued with her famous I'm good statement. Nothing more, nothing less. Every night, Bennett screamed into her pillow the lines she wanted to say. The burden of stress, self-doubt, and shame arising from her inability to utter anything beyond I'm good finally wore her down. She grew wary of being engulfed by something that could vanish in an instant. Okay, you know what? Screw this. What the hell are you so afraid of? Let's do this. It was October 18th, another sunny morning in New York City. Bennett LaChance jumped out of her bed and put on her Swift Jam. She sped through her 12-minute shower and put on a brighter-colored outfit for a change. Bennett completed her outfit with a magenta dress shirt with a white high-waist Stevie pants. Bennett stormed out of her house and marched to her bus stop. As Bennett was waiting for her bus, she spotted Alyssa walking with her groceries across the street. Bennett took the deepest breath and shouted, "Good morning, Alyssa." Bennett felt her body heat up immediately from head to toe as the embarrassment settled in. However, when Alyssa responded with the most radiant smile, a sudden feeling of happiness washed over Bennett's heart. Bennett got on the bus with a smile, showing every single tooth she had. Bennett arrived at the cafe and waited in line with her excitement. As her turn approached, her heartbeat quickened faster. "Good morning, Bennett. How are you?" "I'm great. How are you?" Bennett's fear went out the window as she released the phrase. For a full 2 minutes, Bennett and the barista continued their conversation, mixing in some laughs and chuckles. Bennett came home from work that day and laid on the couch. "Oh shoot, I forgot to ask his name." Bennett went to sleep with the anticipation akin to a young girl embarking on a school trip. Bennett woke up 20 minutes before her alarm and rushed to the washroom. As she finished washing and dressing up, she went out to catch the bus. As she was riding the bus, a pleasant sense of nervousness overcame her. However, upon reaching the cafe, she found he wasn't there. Bennett's day turned somber, yet she recognized she had finally overcome her fear of human interactions, which marked a significant personal growth. So that is it for my short story that I wrote called Just Once. It is basically about a girl named Bennett LaChance, who's an editor. She's highly introverted, has a great fear of human interactions, but is able to overcome that and possibly make a shift in her life. I really enjoyed writing this story. I think it was really, really relatable to introverts and, you know, how hard it is to actually interact with people. And I think overcoming the fear is ultimately greatly beneficial for your long-term life and your connections that you'll possibly be making in the future. And I think the story really did a great job in kind of explaining what it's like to be afraid of talking to people and what it actually does to you. Okay, so I will be turning on one of the songs that I've been listening to quite often lately, and another song related to Halloween, and then we will wrap this show up. So the first song's called Save Me with Lainey Wilson by Jelly Roll, and after we get through this, we will get to another song. So here we go.
Somebody save me, me from myself. Has been so long living in hell. They say my lifestyle is bad for my health. It's the only thing that seems to help. All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair. Life has shattered my hopes and my dreams.
What if the night sky was missing the moon? There were no shooting stars to use wishing on you. And all of my sorrows, I just washed them down. It's the only peace I've ever found.
All of this drinking and smoking is hopeless, but feel like it's all that I need. Something inside of me's broken. I hold on to anything that sets me free.
That was Save Me with Lainey Wilson by Jelly Roll. The next song, most of you guys probably know what it is. It's from Michael Jackson called Thriller. This would have to be one of the classic songs for Halloween, and that is why I chose to turn this on today. So as this is playing, I hope you guys enjoy the song, and here we go.
Thank you.
That was Thriller by Michael Jackson. I hope everyone enjoyed that song. It is an absolute classic, so I don't know how you cannot enjoy that song. But that is it for my show today. As I mentioned, there will be an event today at the station where you get the chance to decorate and see how you can contribute creatively in the station. Halloween is coming up, so I hope everyone is excited for it. A lot of candy. Dressing up is always fun. I haven't dressed up personally in a lot of years, so maybe I'll see if I can do something. But everyone, I hope you guys have a lovely rest of the day. Don't let the rain ruin your mood. I'm sure there's going to be some sun that's going to be coming up soon this week, so look forward to that. I think midterms have ended. I really, really hope that everyone did well and are kind of enjoying the time to take a break and just see how you can prepare for the next one and have some fun too. All right, that is it for me today. I hope everyone has a lovely day, and I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye, everyone.